الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. طيب سربي كنتني إن شاء الله. We finished with the conditions. Now one more thing about the conditions. As a person misses any condition of these nine conditions of the prayer, there is no sujood sahu for it. Sujood sahu is not applicable. Because sujood sahu is for anything during the salah, not yani a thing that should precede or should be pre to the salah. Now, فسجود السهو لا يكون إلا من شيء الأصل فيه أنه يعمل داخل الصلاة لا قبل الصلاة. سجود السهو is for anything that is supposed to be, يعني the position of it is inside the salah. When it is missed, then سجود السهو is applicable. For conditions should be available before the salah. So no سجود السهو for it. Now we come to the pillars. The pillars, يعني الآن نحن مع الأركان وعندنا 14. عندنا 14. We have 14 pillars. الفرق بين الشروط والأركان. The difference between the conditions and pillars. أن الشروط تسبق الصلاة. And the conditions, يعني precede the salah. أما الأركان تبدأ مع بداية الصلاة. But the pillars begins with the beginning of the salah. الشروط لا تحتاج إلى سجود سهو. الشروط does not need for سجود سهو. الأركان تحتاج إلى شروط إلى سجود سهو. إلى سجود سهو. الشروط فقد أي واحد منها يبطل الصلاة سهو أو عمد إلا ما بينا من استقبال القبلة وإزالة النجاسة. The conditions, any one of it missing, it invalidates the prayer. Whether intended, يعني willingly or unwillingly. Deliberately or not. أما الأركان فلا. إذا فقد واحد نسيانا فإنه له حكم آخر نبينه. But the pillar, if one of these pillars missed because the person is يعني forgot it, then it does not invalidate the salah. لكن تسقط تلك الركعة. But that unit, that ركعة considered to be cancelled. وما بعد يقوم مقاما. And what after it comes in its place. قلنا الأركان 14. We said that we have 14 pillars. نعدها سويا. Let's count together. أول طيب ركن لا ماذا يقصدون بهذا؟ يقصدون تركه ولم ينتبه حتى تحت الصلاة. لا شك أن الصلاة باطلة. أي عيد الصلاة. نعم. طيب. Let's count the conditions. الأول. لا سوري. الأركان. Pillars. دعونا نعد الأركان. ونريد الأركان بالترتيب. So we want. تخيل أنك تصلي. Imagine that you are praying now. ماذا تفعل؟ أول. What do you think? What do you do first? تكبير أي تكبير؟ وش تكبير؟ تكبيرة الإحرام. ما معنى الإحرام؟ يعني التي فيها يحرم عليك الكلام والشراب والطعام والمشي، يعني غير حاجة. means إحرام means that it forbids many things once it exists. Once you say Allah Akbar, many things which were permissible now they are not permissible. Such as talking, laughing, eating, drinking, finished. طيب تكبيرة الإحرام. ثم هاي يا إخوان قراءة سورة الفاتحة، reciting سورة الفاتحة، وهذا للإمام والمأموم والمنفرد على القول على الصحيح من أقوال العلم. And سورة الفاتحة the recitation of it is a pillar for the Imam, the Ma'moom, the Muqtadi, and the one who pray individually, separately by himself. All these must recite Surah Al-Fatihah. But meaning, anyone who prays must recite Surah Al-Fatihah. لما جاء في صحيح البخاري في كتاب الصلاة باب وجوب قراءة الفاتحة على الإمام والمأموم والمنفرد. As Bukhari in the book of Salah, chapter titled by Bukhari like this, the obligation of recitation of Fatiha for the Imam, the Ma'mum and the Munfarid, the one of praise by himself. Right. Thalatha, he said,
what
do
you understand now?
Al-Iftah. No, that's not a pillar, that's a sunnah. That's a sunnah. We'll come to that. Right. The third. Now we add the Surah Al-Ihram. Surah Al-Fatih. Rukur. Rukur. Four. Now, six.
He was very strong and precise concerning the Adhan, not the day, and the prayer, not the day. We just see anything about khutbah.
The khutbah of what? Jum'ah?
Yes. On Friday, anyway, I asked the imam, maybe it was my baptism or what I could know. Normally call Adhan at 12:30, and I requested that he would call at 12:25, so that instead of 10 minutes, we 15 minutes for the Adhan to come back. But sometimes we have 70, 80 people waiting.
I also request from you a suggestion. I wanted to suggest. What do you think is the better solution? What do you think the better solution? To declare the name of the khatib?
I am saying, the person must know who will give the khutbah. I will make arrangement if I am going to prepare this Friday or where I will pray the next Friday. And I believe the person who will give the khutbah will have to look in advance to be known for the khutbah. But it can't be late. Can't be late, come 10 to 1. Quarter to one, and you are ready to move 5 minutes extra. 15 minutes, instead of 10 minutes, you get 15 minutes. And sometimes there are people start to talk all of your business. So what happens today and what happens tomorrow? How are things next week? And because they leave late for people to talk. Only 10% of you remain today. So there must be some solution.
No. طيب إن شاء الله ويتوفى وغد شلوش I'm sure. طيب we just continue this and I'll be back. Promise you, I'll be back for the solution.
Tomorrow?
No, إن شاء الله. But we just finished it. We want. No. Yeah, now. But we just finished this, إن شاء الله. Okay. So we have already now three pillars. تكبيرة الإحرام سورة الفاتحة and the ركوع and then الرفع من الركوع rising up from الركوع واو أحسن أحسن القيام مع القدرة في صلاة الفريضة this was before even تكبير الإحرام standing position when it is when the person is able to in the fard prayers and by the way this means that the person who is unable to stand during the prayer but he comes to the masjid walking here he will have to stand just to say Allahu Akbar and then sit but not to come walk all the way from the house to the masjid and sit on the chair on the seat and then say Allahu Akbar Takbirat al-Ihram person should come if he can walk he should come to the masjid join the room say Allahu Akbar and sit down no problem because it is late it is obligatory to stand is obligatory but this obligation is based on the ability what amount of it you are able to do you have to do what you cannot do then you don't have to do right so we have five now the fifth was rising up from the rukuk and the sixth before sujood and i'tidal straightening up your back straightening up your back after you rise up from the rukuk you have to straight up your back some people they do not straight up their back yani they go from ruku half rising and then go for sujood or if he is ma'mum we see them I will do this for you sir they do like this yani ruku okay they rise up waiting they don't stretch up their back they went like this waiting for the imam and they it's like racing with the imam and that is wrong person should stretch up his back and have tranquility khushu' satr right and then go for sujood right so this is the sixth seventh sujood just sujood على الأعضاء السبعة must be on the seven bones for those who are able of course and able does not mean those who die because people today they treat ability upon their desire anything if he is able it goes if he likes he only circulates if he likes able means able and Allah will judge all of your deeds what are the seven bones What are they? The face. What do you mean by the face? Yani the lips, the cheeks. Okay. They always define like the forehead and the nose together. The forehead alone, not enough. The nose alone, not enough. We all know that the nose exposes from it, and it's a bit longer than, or goes out. So it's not correct to just put your nose without the forehead, or forehead without the nose. These are one part. These two, one part. So, Jab'a wal Amr. And then, the two hands. And we say the two hands, it does not mean the tips of the fingers. It must be the hand. The hand. Which is called hand. Right? And then, the knees, both knees. And then, what is that? The feet. The obligatory, the feet. Feet must be placed on the ground. Will that be considered that we did not execute on seven parts? No. Because as long as for one moment all these seven parts together, this is enough. Even for one moment. But if he goes on sujood, his hand has no problem. It's not broken, not injured, not no pain, nothing. He goes with one hand. And the other hand he holds it like this. From the beginning of sujood to the end, you say this sujood is not right. But if he has funding, he cannot put his hand. No problem. No problem. Someone has allergy. Nose allergy. He cannot put his nose to the carpet. There are some people like that have allergy. He is excused not to put his nose. Because he has a cost. His neighbor says, "Why he is better than me? I am from a bitter tribe. Why he doesn't put his nose? I will not lose my nose." That's wrong. It's worse. No? Right. How many now? Seven. The eighth? Before just to raise up from sujood. To raise up from sujood. And then sitting between the two sujoods. You have to sit. It's not to just raise and go back. No, you have to sit. And sitting is not. Sit is sit. You sit. Okay? So what are we?
Nine.
10. Every. What? No, it's sujood. At-tashahhud al-akhir, the last tashahhud. You have some prayers, you have two tashahhud. Like Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. You have two tashahhud. Tashahhud al-akhir is pila. Tashahhud al-awwal is wajib. Tashahhud al-akhir is pila. Okay? And so it's at 10. Send it for me. Try to find us some. Al-julus lahu. Sitting for the tashahhud. You cannot do the tashahhud in standing position. cannot do the tashahhud in ruku', cannot do the tashahhud in sujood, and must be in sitting position. Must be in sitting position. Right, these are 11. 12? Huh? Sorry?
Put the hand on the side.
No. That is sunnah. 11. You said it a while ago. Huh?
The root?
Right. The root is Urdu. Let's take something common everyone knows. What is it?
Salam.
Right. What do we call it? What do we call it, Yasman? As-salatu ala al-Nabi. As-salatu ala al-Nabi. Salatu ala al-Nabi. Where? في التشهد الأخير صلاة على النبي في التشهد الأخير in the last تشهد that is pillar if you miss it your prayer is not correct you have to make صلاة على النبي which we are going to inshallah tell you what it is how it should be said right that is how many now 12 13 Yeah, 12. Now we need 13. Al-tuma'nina fi jami' al-arkan. Tranquility in all the prayers. Khushu'. Tranquility in all the prayers. You do not do it in hurry. Quick. Because there is a football match you want to see. Or you want to catch the plane, or you want to catch the train. You don't have crazy. You want to catch the boat. You have to pray in tranquility. Tuma'nina. Now, and the last, 14. Taslimatan. At-taslimatan is a pillar. The taslim, the two taslim. Right and left. Right and left. عن بعض العلم يقول ورد حديث تسليمة واحدة. Some of the people of knowledge said that there is a hadith printed for one side Tasleem. But majority of the Salah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with two Tasleem. Now, right. Here we have already the 14 pillars. Let's now explain the implementation of them. Somebody came standing, facing the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد Then he went, Allahu Akbar, ruku'. In ruku' he remembered, oh, I did not be shaykh fatiha. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. Is that correct? No. What should he do? Continue and drop the rak'ah. Huh? Sorry?
Start over.
Meaning? Return back? Okay, the answer is between you, and the correct answer is between your answer and Musa's answer. Not as Musa said, continue and drop the rak'ah. Not to begin from takbir, but to stand up again and recite the fatiha. And then go for ruku'. And then go, because takbir is al-ihram, the first takbir is still valid. But he needs to go back to standing position, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, then go for sujood. And he finished the prayer. What should he do? Sujood sahw. He should do sujood sahw. Okay? He then takbir al-haram, Allahu Akbar, he said it's Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he went for the court. But from ruku' he went back to sujood, he forgot. What should he do? Now, in this position, what should he do? Continue? And at the end, this is yourself? Is that what you mean? Okay. Who will have an answer? Answer. Is it student? He should continue and this rak'ah become back. No. Because he still can go back. Same as Surah Al-Fatiha. He still can go back to standing position. And then stand straight up his back and then go for sujood and at the end he made sujood salah. He done Fatiha and then instead of going for ruku, he forgot and he went for sujood. And then he done the two sajda and then he stood up for the second rak'ah. Now we missed what? Ruku. Can he go there when he remembers, go for ruku and continue? No. Now we say that rak'ah is no longer valid. He now consider himself in the first rak'ah. Consider now himself in the first rak'ah. That rak'ah is invalid because he missed the ruku'. And the place of the ruku' is fast. And the place of the other pillar is fast. So he cannot return back. Cannot return back. In this case, that rak'ah is invalid. And the right. If the person missed any pillar and then he corrected the situation the way we explained, he would have to do sujood sahwi. Now sujood sahwi before or after, this we're going to explain later on and why. We're going to tell you also why and the delay the hadith for it. Okay. These are the pillars. What did we take today? What did we talk about today? Two main subjects. Conditions and how many conditions, young man? How many conditions there are? Nine conditions. And a pillar? 14. Huh? 14. Not the scout. Not discount. Even in Ramadan, we don't make discount in the Ramadan. Not discount. 14 Arkan. Okay? We said the conditions, once you make, you miss one of them, you will continue your salah and do sujood sahw a day. Okay? No. No. Conditions, no sujood sahw. Once you miss the condition, that's it. Salah is batil, invalid. If you miss one pillar, you continue as is. At the end you pray, you do two sujood sahw. Okay? No. You cannot continue as is. You have to bring that pillar you missed. And then you do sujood sahw at the end. And then you do sujood sahw. Should we continue? Or are you finished? Children for food?
Fine.
How about three? Okay. One question and last. And then I will speak about something for this.
So,
إذا نعم إذا انتقل إلى ركن بعد ذلك الركن لأنه لا يستطيع أن يرجع من ركنين يرجع من ركن ليس ركنين. طيب and just before we leave I would like only as I promised our noble uncle to speak about the subject of خطبة. خطبة الجمعة the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to conducted once and sometimes like in the summer he delayed it until the weather gets a little bit cold and cooler and in the winter he does it earlier for the sun is still hot. Khutbah al-Jum'ah has no two adhan. Because many people think that there are two adhan. There is only one adhan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr and Umar had done only one adhan for Jum'ah. This adhan is when the Imam comes, the Khatib comes, climbs the minbar, says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Muaddin raised the adhan. That's the idea. The second adhan came at the time of Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله تعالى عنه. سنة because we are commanded to follow the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin which Uthman is one of them but we should implement it the same way Uthman رضي الله عنه implemented it where and when Uthman commanded for the first adhan. The first adhan was sometime before the time of Dhuhr. Sometime before. Dhuhr today is due what time?
12:30. 12:30?
No, the normal Dhuhr.
12:30.
The first adhan of Jum'ah should be like 12:15. And not in the masjid. No, it's like this, 12:15 like that. And should not be in the masjid. Because Uthman did not ask the Muaddin to call the first adhan in the masjid. But in the souk, in the market. Because in that day, in that time, they did not used to have Friday off. Like you here now. They don't have Friday off. But the whole country was Muslim. All people there in Medina Muslim. So Uthman commanded the Muaddin to go in the market and call to remind the people that get ready, Jum'ah is closed. Not in the masjid. It didn't happen even during the time of Uthman. It didn't happen that the first adhan was what people today do is wrong. It's not according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, nor it is according to the sunnah of Uthman. Now. No, we don't. I cannot say it is a bid'ah, but I say we better stick to it as Uthman predicted. Let's, not to get into this is bid'ah and that is. But it should be the way Uthman radiallahu anhu done it. Or it is better we go back to the way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam done it until he passed away. Never ever, no one said that adhan, the first adhan was in the time of Rasulullah. No one. Nor at the time of Abu Bakr, nor at the time of Umar. Even Uthman, not from the beginning of the Khilafah of Uthman. Sometime, because at the time of Uthman, the Muslims conquered many lands, the business started and too much, so people were too busy. So that's why Uthman radiallahu anhu said to make one adhan, but in the market. Why? Because they did not used to have the mic and what do you call it? PA? PA system. Today we have PA system in Saudi. We have PA system, for example. And it is allowed to call the adhan and even and make it loud to reach 1 kilometer. No one can finish it. No one can. Here you cannot use the PA system except limited, just around the masjid. In this case, we say it is better not to call the first adhan. Because in the masjid, who will get ready? They are already ready, they came. They are waiting for the khutbah. They are waiting for the khutbah. They don't need. And there is another issue that we see in Medina and Mecca, where they still do the first adhan. In Medina and Mecca, they still do. But this is not a proof, because some people say, how you say that? It's in Medina and Mecca. Believe me, I just come from Medina and Mecca. There is no Sahabi there in Medina and Mecca now. They all done. Wallahi, today, if you come there, you cannot find any Sahabi. All the Sahaba now. So you cannot say that what people doing today is a proof. No, this is not a proof. Now, when they in Medina go to the first adhan, which is 5 minutes free to the khutbah. So what's the benefit of it? People even cannot leave the masjid, go make wudu and come back. It's done, halas, finished. So what, when in Mecca and Medina they read the first adhan in Jum'ah, you see people stand up and start praying. 2 rak'ah. What's this 2 rak'ah? Is it tahiyyat al-masjid? You're already sitting. You're already praying and sitting. What is this? Sunnah for Jum'ah? What is the delivery? There is no sunnah for Jum'ah. There is no sunnah for Jum'ah. They say between every 2 adhan, sunnah, 2 rak'ah. We say that's correct. But the Prophet says every 2 adhan, until he died, there were no 2 adhan. It means adhan and iqama. The Arab called both adhan. Because the word adhan in Arabic means declaration. It's the declaration of the time of prayer. That's it. So between every two adhan means the adhan and iqama. Adhan and iqama. Not the first adhan and the second adhan. Okay? Now, if the jama'ah, like in here, if they, the khutbah jum'ah in Masjid al-Tawbah is at 12:45, then it is not correct from the imam to come later than that. If they agree that 12:45, we should begin the khutbah. So he should not delay it. Unless if it is something accidental. He got ready, he wanted to come, but he felt something, He needed to go to the toilet. And he went to the toilet, and then he became late 5 minutes. But if this happened every Friday, then he needs to see Dr. Hussein. Because he must be sick. He must be sick. True. So if we say 12:45, that is no problem. As long as the whole jama'ah exit 12:45, because people will leave their work and come. Here, in the land where non-Muslim land, and people work on Fridays, not only non-Muslim land, even in the Muslim land, not all the Muslim land people are off on Fridays. Most of the Muslim land, Muslims work on Fridays. Only few Muslims, like Saudi, like that. Okay? So, in these places where Jum'ah people are working, I don't mean there are some people working. Even if we have people working on Friday in the hospital, in the airport, but the majority are off. Here, there are some people, even kuffar, are off on Fridays. But not the majority. Only few. But the majority are working here. So what they do? we have to set up a time that we don't change it. 12:45 means 12:45. Give the khutbah. The khutbah must be brief, short, and just to the point. Without any further, you know, extent. Why? Because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to give short khutbah. And one topic, do not go on explaining the five pillars of Islam. Because some khatib will give the explanation of the five pillars of Islam on the member. I myself, for example, before Hajj, into Hajj, I explained the Hajj. But in 3-4 Jum'ah, not in one Jum'ah. Because to go through the Hajj from A until Z in one Jum'ah, that means you are going to hold them until Asr. So we have to be short. So people, first of all, they are in hurry. They want to go back to work. Second, after 15 minutes, people start not to accept khalas. Their consecration is done. Plus that some of them may become 11 o'clock to the masjid because of the reward. So he's sitting from 11 o'clock. And you hold him, you came 12:40, and then you hold him until 1 something. That's too long. That's too long. Not good. So we have to make it short, brief, to the point, and we have to focus on one topic better. One topic, that's it. Alhamdulillah, we have plenty of Fridays. Every Friday you can discuss one topic, no problem. Not all in one time. And then we have to pray the Jum'ah and go. That's my advice. And this is the Sunnah, by the way. This is the Sunnah of our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to go as he guided us in order to gain his intercession in the day of resurrection. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are given the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of resurrection. Allahu a'lam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad alaihi wasallam.